When enemy fire comes in, the guys run for it. When planes come in, they try to shoot a landing so fast the enemy gunners can't knock them down with either rockets or machine gun fire. The big C-130s sometimes make it. Sometimes they don't. I left the Marines at Khe Sanh to protest. Today, defiant and surly and self-righteous, America stands nearly alone. Johnson and Rusk stubbornly ignore many of us and much of the rest of this deeply concerned world. They conduct their anti-communist crusade in our name, with our lives, treasure, and honor. I protest. I left the Marines at Khe Sanh to protest. Today, defiant and surly and self-righteous, America stands nearly alone. Johnson and Rusk stubbornly ignore many of us and much of the rest of this deeply concerned world. They conduct their anti-communist crusade in our name, with our lives, treasure, and honor. I protest. The Marines in their mist-enshrouded trenches at Khe Sanh are living on a time bomb. They are trapped in a relatively narrow valley devoid of any natural cover. Blew it. Do it again. The Marines in their mist-enshrouded trenches at Khe Sanh are living on a time bomb. They are trapped in a relatively narrow valley devoid of any natural cover. Only sheer laziness on the part of the Marines deprived them of their protection of deep foxholes. Now, it is too late for those men already dead. The Marines in their mist-enshrouded trenches at Khe Sanh are living on a time bomb. They are trapped in a relatively narrow valley devoid of any natural cover. Only sheer laziness on the part of the Marines deprived them of their protection of deep foxholes. Now, it is too late for those men already dead. Yeah. The Marines in their mist-enshrouded trenches at Khe Sanh are living on a time bomb. They are trapped in a relatively narrow valley devoid of any natural cover. Only sheer laziness on the part of the Marines deprived them of the protection of deep foxholes. Now it is too late for those men already dead. This book is dedicated to the silent day when the war stops. This book is dedicated to the silent day when the war stops. Okay.
This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't. And sooner or later, they will make the move that will seal the fate of Khe Sanh. This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't, and sooner or later they will make the move that will seal the fate of Khe Sanh.
That was excellent, Wayne, and just the fool that goes to one more time.
This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't, and sooner or later they will make the move that will seal... Oh, hell. You want to run it again? Okay. This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't. And sooner or later, they will make the move that will seal the fate of Khe Sanh.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
When a plane does land, much of the activity stops while everyone watches to see if the plane makes it. This is all that's left of a C-130 that landed loaded with gasoline. It burned and exploded when hit by enemy fire. Some inside escaped, others did not. This is the residue of a CH-53 helicopter, the biggest the Americans have. About the time this was being filmed, another helicopter was being shot down just a few miles from Khe Sanh, killing all 22 Americans on board. Okay, Okay.
He's trying to point out how stupid the military is. And he's a little bit pissed off.
Okay, that feels like it should go down there, and I've got a newscaster's voice. Yeah, I watch the news once a week. Let me try it again, and I'll just try and keep it up there.
Well, I guess my point was that,
okay. Okay. When a plane does land, much of the activity stops while everyone watches to see if the plane makes it. This is all that's left of a C-130 that landed loaded with gasoline. It burned and exploded when hit by enemy fire. Some inside escaped, others did not. This is the residue of a CH-53 helicopter, the biggest the Marines have. About the time this was being filmed, another helicopter was being shot down just a few miles from Khe Sanh, killing all 22 Americans on board. Okay. Okay, I'll get pissed off. When a plane does land, much of the activity stops while everyone watches to see if the plane makes it. This is all that's left of a C-130 that landed loaded with gasoline. It burned and exploded when hit by enemy fire. Some inside escaped, others did not. This is the residue of a CH-53 helicopter, the biggest the Marines have. About the time this was being filmed, another helicopter was being shot down just a few miles from Khe Sanh, killing all 22 Americans on board.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe Sanh now is mostly a symbol, but of what? Pride, morale, bravery, or administration intransigence and military miscalculation? Okay, tell me. Okay. Words. Okay. All right. Okay. Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe Sanh now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride, morale, bravery, or administration intransigence and military miscalculation?
Perfect. That's the way. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Okay.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, the Kaesong is an easy target for mortars and rockets. I stuttered. Let me try that again. Okay. Oh, okay. From the North Vietnamese point of view, Kaesong is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Jap has used the same tactics. Okay. From the North Vietnamese point of view, Kaesong is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Jap has used the same tactics. Okay. From the North Vietnamese point of view, Kaesong is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Jap has used the same tactics. Okay.